You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
Say you just moved to Texas from another country and you're not feeling well. Suddenly you realize you're so sick you need to go to the hospital, but you don't speak English.
We have our staff, in-house staff interpreters, which are all Spanish.
Rosalina Rivera is in charge of language services at Seton, a network of hospitals in Central Texas. The majority of her foreign-born patients speak Spanish, Rivera says. Some do not, but she's ready for them.
Through the video remote tablet, we offer 12 languages.
The tablet Rivera is talking about is in a different room, hooked to a rolling cart that looks like the ones used to cart monitors around.
It's a Android tablet. It's very user-friendly.
While she taps in her password, Rivera says the tablet provides a service similar to Skyping, but with an interpreter.
And there you go. This is a screen that shows you all the languages. American Sign Language, Cantonese, Mandarin, Portuguese, Spanish, Haitian Creole, Nepali, Russian, Arabic, Korean, Polish.
Rivera carries a black binder full of graphs and data. She says that if need be, she can call interpreters over the phone who speak 200 more languages. One trend she's noticed, over the last 3 years, the demand for Arabic interpretation has more than doubled.
It was less than 2%. And now it's closer to 5%, which is really interesting, right, given the political climate that we're dealing with these days.
Just a month ago, service providers in Texas were gearing up to receive some of the estimated 10,000 Syrian refugees scheduled to arrive in the United States in 2016. But last month's terrorist attacks in Paris raised caution flags for many state governors. Governor Greg Abbott was one. The state yesterday sued to keep Syrians out of Texas. Rivera says she's not interested in the politics. When it comes to the health of a patient, the goal is to save a life. And there are other benefits to hiring qualified interpreters.
You have a reduction in readmission rates because if they understand the treatment, they follow the treatment, right? And also you have informed consent.
As Texas becomes more multicultural, interpreters like Amy Hill are in high demand.
Any kind of school meeting, any kind of doctor's appointment, and for the court.
Hill is with Austin's InLingua Language Services. She says refugee resettlement agencies are not her only clients. A lot of work comes from multinational corporations that relocate employees and their families to Texas, like oil executives from Brazil or tech gurus from India.
We will train the spouse. We don't usually train the kids because there's such a good ESL program at the schools. But the spouse does not have that, and it is very hard for them to get used to a different culture, trying to figure out how to get a job here and how they should do their resume and what English they need.
Whether or not any Syrian refugees end up in Texas, the tool service providers set up in advance to ease their transition are already here. And they'll be used by the tens of thousands of non-citizen immigrants expected to make a new home in Texas in 2016. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.